Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff, heading into the weekend. Speaking of weekends, why not spend one in Cherry County, Nebraska? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us for golf, a Niobrara River float, or a fishing trip at Merritt Reservoir, or one of any of the other 50 things to do. And you want to find out what those 50 things are? Check it out. Visit valentine.com. Cherry County, Nebraska.
And local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Tri-State Livestock News. They have award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Visit them online for the latest stories, the sales reports, updates, and so you can subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
July 21st through the 27th, you're invited to the Days of 76 102nd Annual Celebration, Deadwood, South Dakota. PRCA Rodeo, 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. Performances at 7 p.m., July 24th through the 27th. They've also got the PRCA Steer Roping, WPRA Barrel Racing, and Timed Event Slack all going on the 21st through the 27th. In Deadwood. I have a little cartoon joke that was sent in by Bill Napoli here a while back, several years ago, but it's got a politician standing up there and he's lecturing everybody. So you can picture that in your mind with his suit and tie. And he says, I'd like to address these accusations that government has gotten too big, too powerful, too intrusive. Nonsense. We're only here to serve. Excuse me. Hey, over there, no smoking. And put on your seatbelt. And you, I don't care if you do own that property. You can't cut down that tree. And you kids, no praying. Oh, sorry for the interruption. Now, where was I?
Oh, ouch.
Thanks, Bill, for sending that in.
Okay. From Area 51, what not to say to a police officer.
All right. I'll take notes.
All right. Sounds good. First thing that I think you should never say to a police officer, I can't reach my license unless you hold my beer.
That's not a good start.
Although it is okay in Texas.
In Texas?
In Texas. Okay. Sorry, officer. I didn't realize my radar detector wasn't plugged in.
You're not supposed to have that.
Hey, aren't you one of the guys from the Village People?
Ooh.
These are all things what not to say to a police officer. Hey, you must have been doing about 125 miles an hour to keep up with me. Good job.
I guess that eliminates the question of, do you know how fast you were going?
I guess so. What not to say to a police officer. Are you Andy or Barney?
That could get you thrown in the old slammer with Otis.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if you don't understand that, go and ask Grandma and Grandpa. I thought you had to be in relatively good physical condition to be a police officer.
Not the donut hanging off your belt.
You're not going to check the trunk, are you?
No, I am now.
Yeah, no kidding. I pay your salary. That's not a good thing to say.
No, it's not, because he might want a raise.
Gee, officer, that's terrific. The last officer only gave me a warning, too.
Ooh.
Do you know why you pulled me over? Okay. Just so one of us does. I was trying to keep up with traffic. Yes, I know there are no other cars around. That's how far ahead of me they are.
Had to catch up there.
That's right. And what not to say to a police officer? Last one I've got today. When the officer says, gee, son, your eyes look red. Have you been drinking? You probably shouldn't respond with, gee, officer, your eyes look glazed. Have you been eating donuts?
Well, we have a little bit of time left, and I have some things that were sent in by Tony and Julie Bullitt here a while back, and sent in to Jim, actually. Youth is when you're allowed to stay up late on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to. Bill Vaughn said that. One anonymous one. Many people look forward to the new year for a new start on old habits. I'm not going to change it.
That's probably so incredibly accurate, it's painful.
Never tell your resolution beforehand, or it's twice as onerous on duty. An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure that the old year leaves. Another one of those from Bill Vaughn.
Okay. If you enjoy listening to The Good Stuff, make sure you say thank you to the station that is hosting it. It might be in Miles City, Montana, KMTA, 1050 AM, KYUS 92.3 FM, or it might be Dickinson, North Dakota, KXDI 93.9 FM, Driving Country, Dakota Territory. Thank you so much for listening for the good stuff.